what is the necessity for presenting this next chapter having the content, subject matter of establishing non-reality of the duality. Okay, let us understand first. Now, Upanishad has the 12 mantras with karikas in the very first chapter. We have understood the teaching of the Upanishad that absolutely what is real is, what is real is non-duality. Reality is one, it is secondless, it is non-dual. Therefore, non-duality of the reality is real, whereas the duality is not real. This we already understood. And here, in the duality is experienced. So, Shastram, nowhere in the Shastram, the perception or the experience of duality is denied. Shastram cannot deny, does not deny our experience of duality, perception of duality. But what Shastram denies is this perception of duality, experience of duality being mistaken to be the reality alone is denied by the Shastram. Because we, all of us generally of the view anything experienced is real. Something is real means on what basis we say this exists, this is real, this exists, this object exists, this is real. On what basis we say? Based on our perception, based on our experience. I experience this, I perceive this, I see this, I understand this, I know this, therefore this exists, therefore this is real. Even though whatever we perceive is real as though, still everything that we perceive need not be real also. Yeah, be real also. We see the blue ocean. Is the ocean really blue? It's only appearance. We know that very well. So blue sky we see, sunrise we see, sunset we see, so many rope snake we see, so many things we can say, countless number of things we are experiencing. In our experience, there are so many things which are available for perception, which are experienced also, but still they are not real. And we do understand, though we are seeing it, though we are experiencing it, it is not real. We do understand. But still, there are some people who are of this very strong notion, anything experienced is real. And duality is experienced. Therefore, it is real. The problem is in mistaking what is non-real to be reality, to be real. Problem is we have, our trust becomes misplaced. Then we mistake this world of duality, which is not real, to be real. Means we also become dependent on this non-real world as a source of security and happiness. This is the problem. First thing, we in mistaking it to be real, it is real means we mistake it to be a source of happiness and security. So depending upon this world of duality to be real and mistaking it for a source of happiness and security, then we become victims of the problems caused by the misplaced trust, or I can say dependence. isn't it? Therefore, that is what is grief. Therefore, it is very important to understand the though it is experienced, because it is experienced alone, it is very important for us to understand it is not real. In the world of duality, is let us understand these three words first. What is real? What is not real? In Sanskrit, we have technical words. Sat, Asat, Mithya, Tucham. We have all these words. What is Sat? Sat is Satyam. Satyam means the truthfulness in speech or Satyam. Okay, Sat here is real. That which is real. Satya means real. What is real? Real is that which has no beginning, which has no end, which does not undergo any change, and which exists independently, which is not dependent on anything else for its existence. So beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, that which is always is Satyam. So what is Asat then? The word Asat has two meanings. One meaning is Tucham. Tucham means unreal. That which does not exist at all is Tucham. Okay? Asat means unreal also. Unreal means that which does not exist at all, which is Tucham. And Asat also means Mithya. Mithya means what? That which is as though real. That is as though real. Means that which have, that which has seeming existence is Mithya. So that which does not exist at all is Tucham. That which has seeming apparent existence is Mithya. So what is Mithya then? Mithya is that which has a beginning, that which has an end. In between beginning and end also that which undergoes changes. And that which does not have independent existence. Diagonally opposite to Satyam. Has a beginning, has an end, which undergoes change in between beginning and end. And that which has no independent existence also is Mithya. So, this Mithya is not real because it doesn't have the, doesn't fulfill the conditions of being real. It has a beginning, real is which has no beginning, no end. So it has beginning, it has end, it undergoes changes, it has no independent existence, therefore it is Mithya. So this Mithya is not Tucham. What is Mithya is neither Sat nor Tucham. It is neither real nor unreal. If it is unreal, it doesn't exist at all, there is no need for us to negate Mithya. Mithya is Mithya. There is no need for us to make efforts to resolve, to discover what it is. We need not make efforts to understand what it is if a thing is not non-existent. We never go go for researching what is rabbit's horn. Why should we break our head to know what is not non-existent? So here, this world of duality is not Tucham, not something like rabbit's horn. Then if it doesn't, there's no need for us to understand what this duality is. It doesn't exist at all. It is not absolutely real also. If it's absolutely real, it cannot be negated. If it is non-existent, it need not be negated. Because it's apparently real, it has to be understood how real it is. It is not absolutely real. It is not absolutely unreal. It is apparently real. Seemingly real. It's as though real. It's Mithya. So this universe, this world of duality, the world involves the knower of the world and the known world. This world of duality is Mithya. It is only seeming. Seemingly real means only appearance. Appearance of the Sat. Sat, the absolutely real vastu alone, is appearing as this world of duality. So the appearance of the one reality, only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality. But unfortunately, we do not know what is absolutely real. Therefore, we mistake the seemingly real world, seemingly real duality to be real. Reality. So this error in the perception of the universe has to be corrected. Error in the perception of the duality. Error in the conclusion based on the perception of duality should be corrected. Therefore, the whole Vaitatya Prakaranam is presented. Already, Shastram has made it very clear. What Shastram is the authentic source of knowledge, means of knowledge. What has been already revealed by the Shastram alone, again here, Gaudapada Acharya presents it here, logically explaining how a world of duality is mithya. Okay? This is something I want to say before we start this. So here, to establish the duality being mithya, duality being not real, Shankara Bhagavata, Gaudapada Acharya uses the three sources. One is one's own experience, called anubhavaha. One's own day-to-day experience he shows to understand the duality being not real, which is anubhava pramanam. But before that, first he uses the yuktihi. Yuktihi means yukti pramanam. Yuktihi means reasoning. So he uses logic, reasoning in terms of inference to establish, of course inference also based on perception only, to establish duality being mithya. Then again he quotes also relevant, appropriate quotations from the Upanishads, which also, you know, reveal the same fact of world of duality being mithya. So the three pramanams, yukti pramanam, logic, means of using logic, reasoning as the means, then anubhava pramanam, experience, then shruti pramanam, the relevant quotations from the Upanishads. All the three he uses here, but mainly he uses the logic. Logically he explains. So here we should understand, Gaudapada Acharya does not say that one can establish the mithyatvam, the non-reality of duality, simply using the logic, merely using the logic. Mere reasoning alone cannot help. Here, this fact has been already established by the Shruti. What has been revealed, the fact revealed by the Shruti, is again brought to light for getting convinced, for having the fact reinforced. The fact revealed by the Shastram should be reinforced. One must be convinced of the fact revealed by the Shastram, for which he explains the same teaching again, the logical reasoning. The understanding, let us begin the study here. So let us remember here, in total ignorance, in total ignorance of the total ignorance. There is ignorance, this duality is as though not there. As though not there in total ignorance. In partial ignorance, duality is as though there. In total ignorance, duality is as though not there. In partial ignorance, duality is as though there. In total knowledge, duality is not there at all. Okay? We should not forget this. Okay. So, in spite of duality being experienced, absolute is not there at all in total knowledge. Now, what is partial knowledge? There's only knowledge of the existence of the truth. In terms of knowledge of the existence of the self, in the knowledge of the existence of the universe. But what that knowledge is, what is that knowledge of existence? This knowledge of existence is a phenomenon. Knowledge is a phenomenon. What is this? What is knowledge? Where has it come from? Where has it risen? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? We do not know the source of knowledge. From where the knowledge rises, in which knowledge exists, in which knowledge resolves. This knowledge which rises, exists and resolves. When it rises, it is waking state. It resolves, it is deep sleep state. It rises, there is experience of the world of duality. It resolves, there is no experience of the world of duality. That's all. So that is why in total ignorance, the duality is as though not there. In total knowledge, duality is absolutely not there. It's a big difference. So here, Vaitatya Prakaranam. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain first of all what is Vaitatyam, because he is going to explain. So, Vaitatyam is a noun form of the adjective Vitatha. Vitatha, Vitataha, Vitatha, Vitatham. We have three words. Keeping the gender. Vitatham, Vitataha, Vitatha. Means not real. Non-reality is what? Vaitatyam. Being non-real is Vaitatyam. Non-real is Vitatha. Non-real is neither real, neither not unreal. As though real is non-real. Okay. So the whole Prakaranam, the whole chapter discusses the only topic of Vaitatyam, Mithyatvam, topic of proving the world of duality being not real. Duality is not real. This is the subject matter discussed in the whole chapter. Therefore, the chapter itself is called Vaitatya Prakaranam. Jnate, I'm going to read the Bhashyam now. Jnate dvaitam, jnate dvaitam na vidyate. Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this chapter, presenting the quotation. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate. When known, there is no duality. This is what I said. In total knowledge, there is no duality at all. In spite of seeing it. So, dvaite, when the truth, what is absolutely real is known, absolute reality is known, then there is no duality. Dvaitam na vidyate. Iti uktam. This fact has been already revealed by the Upanishad. So what does it mean? We are not knowing this truth through inference. This fact is not understood through inference, not through reasoning, not logically understanding. There has been already revealed fact. We are using now, we are presenting the logical explanation only to reinforce the fact which has been already understood. We want to be convinced of the fact which has been already revealed by the Upanishad. That is why first he introduces his commentary with the Upanishadic statement. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate. When the truth is understood, there is no duality. Then he again puts another quotation. Ekameva advitiyam. Ekameva advitiyam. That's a very popular quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. The first mantra in the second section of the sixth chapter. Ekameva advitiyam. Ekam eva. That eva is what? What is the reality only. Vastu only. Brahma alone is here. Which means there's no second thing other than Brahma. Advitiyam. There's only secondless reality. This statement is a very, very firm, very strong, very powerful statement which negates indirectly what? The duality, be mistaken to be reality. There's no duality at all. Just because you're experiencing, you should not be taken as existent, not be taken as reality. It is not real. Ityadi shrutibhyaha. So from these statements, we understand already. What we understand? Duality, in spite of being perceived, is not real. Okay. Therefore, agama matram tat. So Shankara Bhagavatpada again says, this fact is understood only from the agamaha. Okay, reality is one, secondless and non-dual. This fact is understood from the shastram only. Shastram is the pramanam. Shastram is the pramanam through which alone we understand this fact that there is only secondless reality, non-dual reality. Therefore, what is seen as duality, the world of duality experienced is not real. This fact is already understood from the shastram only. First he states that. Sometimes people, if we do Vaitita Prakaram very seriously, then we think what? Oh, reasoning also can be used. We can arrive at the fact. No. Reasoning, logic must be used only to support what has been already understood from the Shastra. Independently, reasoning will not help you arrive at the fact of duality being mithya, because reasoning cannot help you arrive at the truth. Unless you understand what is absolutely real, you cannot understand logically also the world of duality being mithya. Very, very, how serious he is. You see that? Very, tatra upapatyapi dvaitasya vaitatyam shakyate avadharayitum iti dvitiyam prakranam arabhyate. Only now Sankaracharya says, why dvitiyam prakranam arabhyate? why the second chapter is begun. Dvitiyam prakaranam arabhyate. Second chapter is begun. For what? Avadharayitum. To ascertain. To be convinced. To ascertain. Ascertain what? Ascertained the vaitathyam. Ascertain the fact that duality is not real. Duality is mithya. To ascertain the fact of duality being mithya, the second chapter is begun. And how? Upapatya api. Api is very important again. Through the reasoning also. Logically, or upapattihi means reasoning. Upapatya api, through reasoning also, what has been already revealed by the Shastram can be ascertained through reasoning also, that the duality is not real. Therefore, second chapter is begun here. Which means, he says already what? He is going to show upapattihi. He is going to use upapattihi, the reasoning, the logic, to establish the fact revealed by the Shastram. So before even beginning, he says, no, never ever take mere reasoning can help you ascertain the fact. Fact must be understood from the Shastram. Then for ascertainment, you can use reasoning. Okay. Let us read the first karika. Upapattatra upapattya api dvaitasya vaitatyam shakyate avadharayitum. Dvaitasya vaitatyam avadharayitum upapattya api shakyate iti dvitiyam prakaranam arabhyate. Very clear. When you read, break and read, Sanskritam sounds very easy. Isn't it? Vaitha, first prakaranam. First karika, we'll read. I didn't explain the word vaitathyam because Shankaracharya is going to again explain. Vaitathyam sarvabhavanam. Vaitathyam sarvabhavanam. Swapna ahurmanishinaha. Swapna ahurmanishinaha. Antasthanattu bhavanam. Antasthanattu bhavanam samvrutatvena hetuna. Vaitathyam, vaitathyam sarvabhavanam. Vaitathyam sarvabhavanam swapna ahurmanishinaha. Swapna ahurmanishinaha. Antasthanattu bhavanam. Antasthanattu bhavanam samvrutatvena hetuna. Samvrutatvena hetuna. Okay, here. So in order to establish the fact that the world of duality experienced in the waking state is not real at all, he presents this chapter, but first he wants us to understand not only, of course, this world experienced in the waking state is not real. Before coming to this, coming to understand of this fact, let us understand even the world of duality experienced in the dream also is not real. If a person understands the dream experience is not real, he can understand what is experienced, the waking state also is not real. It's easy. So first, Gaudapadacharya, in the very opening verses itself, is negates the duality experienced in the wake dream state is not real. Why? Because there is a group of people who still very strongly believe the dream is real. Even though worldwide most of the people are very clear, dream experience is not real. It is not unreal, it is not tucham, because it is experienced. But how real it is? Subjectively real. Dream experience is subjectively real. It is pratibhasikam satyam. It is not unreal like rabbit's horn. When the person who experiences the dream knows how he suffers, how he enjoys during that time, and which suffering or joy experience he can explain later on when he wakes up from sleep. Therefore, it is not unreal. Tucham. But it is not absolutely real also, even for the person who experienced the dream. Of course, the other people, it is not real. It is neither real nor unreal because they didn't experience. It only the person who had the dream experience. For him, it is not real only when he wakes up from sleep. As long as he is in sleep, it is real for him. That is why it only for him it is real. Therefore, it is pratibhasikam satyam. It is subjectively real. So the waking state experience is objectively real. It is vyavaharikam satyam. So the world of duality experienced in the waking state is vyavaharikam satyam. Has vyavaharika satta. It has objective reality, empirical reality. It is relative reality. Whereas pratibhasikam satyam is what subjective real dream. But that dream experience everyone has, so he wants to understand, in dream also there is experience of duality. There is an experiencer, you, and there is experienced world. There is time, dream time, dream space, dream objects, dream actions, dream functions, dream results, dream experience of pairs of opposites. There's also internal world, external world. Everything is, whatever you experience in the waking state is there in the dream also. The dream world of duality is mithya. It is not real. So, one must be convinced how dream is not real at all. Thereby, it be easy for him to be convinced of the fact that the world of duality experience, the waking state also is not real. Even to establish the dream experience is not real, he is going to use reasoning. Okay. Vaitatyam sarvabhavanam Tatyam sarvabhavanam Swapna ahurmanishinaha Swapna ahurmanishinaha Antasthanattu bhavanam Antasthanattu bhavanam Samvrutatvena hetunam Samvrutatvena hetunam. Okay. Manishinaha ahuhu. Manishinaha means wise people. And wise people who are the people who have ascertained vision, who are convinced of their understanding of the fact, they are manishinaha. Manishinaha, not simply, we can't say, those who are convinced of their understanding of the fact are people of conviction of their understanding are manishinaha. And those manishinaha, wise people, ahu say, what do they say? Swapne Sarvabhavanam Vaitithyam. They talk of the non-reality of all the objects experienced in the dream. Okay. Sarvabhavanam Vaitithyam Ahuhu Manishinaha. The wise people say a talk of the non-reality of all the objects experienced in the dream. Swapne Sarvabhavanam Vaitithyam Ahuhu means what? According to them, all the objects experienced internal, externally, water is experienced, everything is mithya. Vithatam. Nothing is real according to the wise people. How they, on what basis do they say what is explained in the dream is not real? We all know very well. Basic thing, okay? Anything experienced, anything known has no independent existence. Therefore, it is mithya. Whether in dream or in the waking. This is a basic understanding. Known, seen means it is inert. Inert means has no independent existence of its own. It is dependent on the knower to become the known, thereby to be existent. This is the basic thing. That is enough. But still he says, antasthanatu bhavanam samrutatvena hetuna. There is a hetu who means reason. The reason is given. Hetuna. By the reason, because of the reason. Hetuna means because of the reason. This is the reason why the dream objects are not, it is said dream objects are not real. He says, bhavanam antasthanatu. Antasthanat. All the objects experienced in the dream are experienced inside of the body in one's own mind. Okay. Because experienced inside the body, in the mind, okay, the location of the objects experienced in the dream being the mind obtaining within the physical body, those objects are not real. They are mithya. They are as though. They existed only as long as the person was in dream. Then, and what is the reason? Why? How do you say this? Because not because they exist, the objects exist inside, in the mind, inside the body, they are not real. We understand samvrutatvena. Samvrutatvam is the word used by Gaudapada Acharya. Samvrutatvam means having the status of being enclosed. Samvrutatvam means what? Having the status of being enclosed. It's a little correct translation. Samvruta means closed, enclosed. Samvrutatvam means what? All the objects explained in the dream have the status of being enclosed. Means what? They're available for experience in the mind only. Within the body enclosure. Which means, how much space they occupy? We are going to see later on. It is said there is a nadi. There are many nadis. The nadis pervade the entire system. The nadi which pervade the entire system is inexplicably subtle. It cannot be explained medically, not proven through dissection or anything. Something is there. So the nadi can be a part of the mind. It can be part of the brain also. It's not physical, but definitely it is very subtle. Not gross, very subtle. It is not even like a blood vessel which can be seen. Not even like any other nerve which can be seen. Because We had neurologists are there to work on nerves and vessels, everything, but it's not, it's inexplicably subtle. So we can take it, simply take it as the mind, as part of the antakarnam, the nadi. That is where all the dream objects are projected in the mind. So the material cause required for the projection on the part of the mind is the vasanas. Vasanas means what? Vasanas are the subtle thoughts, thought forms, which are stored in the subconscious mind, and which are stored during the waking state experience. So waking state experience alone contributes for the storage of vasanas, more subtle thoughts. So all experiences, all the objects experienced, and they remain stored in the vasanas. They become mixed and jumbled, and they alone are reprojected in the form of thoughts only. All of the experiences are in the form of thoughts, glowing, luminous, conscious thoughts, thought forms of the objects. What is explained in the dream is thought forms of the object, not the physical form of the objects. Thought form is subtle, not the gross physical form. But what are all the objects experienced here? Thought form of the elephant, thought form of the mountain, thought form of the ocean, thought form of all this experienced. I can go back and dream that I was having dip in this ocean in Bahamas. After reaching back in London, I can dream this. The huge ocean, how can it be there? So, antasthanam, the object, the huge ocean seen here, is seen in my mind when I'm sitting in London. The place is different. What I see is in Bahamas. This particular ocean. But where I dream is in London. Place is different. And where do I see this? Not outside the body. Inside the body. Where? In the very inexplicably subtle nerve. In the mind, I see this. So how can this huge ocean, which needs so much space, be seen within the enclosure called mind, within the body? So samvrittatvam is the reason for negating this dream objects to be mithya. So, samvrittatvena hi, because of the reason of the tiny space enclosure obtaining within the physical body enclosure, antasthanam bhavanam, of all these objects experience the dream are not real. This is what the Gaudapada Arya says in the first karika. Let us see what Acharya says now. So you have to bear with me what we see in the Karika, missing again in the Bhashyam. So you don't need to do homework. Here itself you will have clear understanding. Okay. Page 358 for those who are following English. Shankaracharya explains, what is Vaithatyam? Shankara Bhagavad Pada explains, I am not explaining, okay? Shankara Bhagavad Pada says, Vaithatyam, what is Vaithatyam? He says, Vaithatyam is a noun, which means, Vitatasya Bhavaha Vaithatyam. He defines, Vitatasya Bhavaha Vaithatyam. Vitataha Vitatam means non-real, not real. As though real, seemingly real. Okay? Apparently real. This adjective. This adjective alone, as a noun, is said to be Vaithatyam. The adjective Vithataha, Vithatam, meaning not real, as a noun, is said to be Vaithatyam. So non-real is adjective, non-reality is noun. What is the meaning? Asatyatvam. Satyatvam is reality. Satyam is real. Satyatvam is reality. So asatyatvam is equal to vaithatyam, non-reality. One more word you have to understand. Mithyatvam. So you have to understand, so many words are there. But let us remember all the words here. Mithyatvam, vaithatyam, asatyatvam, anritatvam. Anritatvam. Ritta means real. Anritta means unreal, non-real. Anritatvam, mithyatvam, vaithatyam, asatyatvam. All these words mean what? Non-reality. So, kasya. Non-reality of what? He's asking. Sarvesham bahya adhyatmikanam bhavanam padarthanam. Non-reality of all the objects. All the objects. Upalabhyamananam, which are experienced bahya, externally, internally. Bahya bhavaha, external objects. Then adhyatmika bhavaha, internal objects. In dream also, dreamer has external world, dreamer has his own dream mind. The dream individual having a dream body has a dream mind. Therefore, there's a dream internal objects, dream external objects also. Therefore, he says, Sarvesham bahya adhyatmikanam bhavanam. Bhavanam means what? Padarthanam. Bhavaha is equal to padarthaha. Padarthaha means what? Objects. Meanings of the words. Okay? All the objects. And these objects are available for experience internally, externally, where? Swapne. Upalabhyamana, which are being available for experienced in dream. Swapne. So they're all mithya. So here, non-reality of all the objects which are being experienced internally and externally in dream alone is discussed here. It is meant here. It means all dream objects are mithya. The dream experience, the dreamer can have sadness, grief, he can have anger. In dream, the dreamer becomes angry. There he has jealousy. There he has hatred. They're all internal objects. Dreamers, jealousy, anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, joy, pleasure, pain, the feeling of success, failure. All parts of opposites which dreamer experiences in dream are adhyatmika bhavaha, internal objects. The dreamer, there he travels, he goes to the airport, takes the flight, he meets friends, attends a party, goes to work, does the shopping, not external objects. So, all the objects experienced in dream, which are being available for experience in dream, have mithyatvam. They're only as though real. They are not real. They only seeming reality. Okay. Ahuhu. He explains the word ahuhu, means kathayanti, say. Who say this? Manishinaha. People of conviction of their knowledge. People convinced of their knowledge are manishinaha. They have no doubt at all. They are convinced of the fact that they have understood. Manishinaha. And who can be manishinaha? Pramana kushalaha. I like this word. பிரமாண குஷலாகா. பிரமாண குஷலாகா மீன்ஸ் who are a people of expertise in operating the pramanam. Pramana kushalaha. See, people who have made the proper use of the pramanam, enjoyed the benefit of the pramanam, called the shastram, and who have expertise in operating the pramanam also, with the help of the teacher. So, pramana kushalaha. And they alone can have what? Clear knowledge, doubt-free knowledge, ascertained knowledge. And who would have used all the disciplines prescribed by the shastram, shravanam, mananam, if necessary nidhyasanam also, thereby who would have got convinced knowledge. People of conviction of their knowledge. Manishinaha, pramana kushalaha. So, what do they say? They, according to them, all the dream objects experienced internally and externally are not real. Okay. Vaitatye hetum aha. 358 is the same page. I'm still reading. Vaitatye hetum aha. So, in establishing the non-reality of these dream objects, what is the reason? What is the hetu? You must give a proper reason on what basis you say it is not real. Hetu. He says, antasthanat. That word antasthanat gives the reason. That word in the karika antasthanat gives the reason. So Shankaracharya explains, antasthanat means antaha sharirasya. Inside of the body, all the dream objects are experienced where in the mind, obtaining within the physical heart, which is with inside of the body. Isn't it? Sharirasya antaha means what? Madhye sthanam esham. Antasthaha means what? Antasthaha, those obtaining inside means the objects which have location inside of the body, in the middle of the body. Hridasya madhye sthanam yesham. Antasthaha is equal to objects obtaining inside means those objects which have the location, the place where they exist. The dream objects experience the dream have the place, the sthanam, location in the middle of the body, inside of the body. The sthanam is the hetu for them to be negated as not real. Because sthanam is very inexplicably subtle, tiny. Obvious experiences are very huge. Shivangacharya is going to give the example now. Tatrahi bhavaha upalabhyante. There, during the dream, objects are available for experience. Upalabhyante, bhavaha upalabhyante means objects are available. Which objects? Parvata hastyadayaha. Parvata hastyadayaha. See, mountain, elephant, whatever big things he came to his mind, he said, okay? Parvata hastyadayaha. Elephant, mountain, etc. are the big objects, grossest objects. Experience the waking state or experience the dream also, where not outside the body, but inside the body, in the middle of the body, in the mind. Na bahihi sharirat. Not outside of the body. In dream, the objects are not experienced outside of the body, but inside of the body, they are experienced. Sharirasya antaha, natu sharirasya bahihi. See, when I say bahihi, antaha, you understand easily. Samskrita. Sharirat bahihi na, not outside of the body, but sairasya anta, but inside of the body they're experienced. Inside of the body also were inside the heart. Inside the heart were in the mind. How subtle is the mind? Mind itself understood only in terms of experience. As there's no way of understanding the mind. Such inexplicably subtlest mind, these huge objects are experienced in form of glowing, luminous thoughts, thought forms. Tasmat, because of that reason. Tasmat, simple language, that's why I'm taking, it's okay for you? Okay. Tasmat, therefore, te vitataha bhavitum arhanti, therefore they deserve to be non-real. What does it mean? Definitely they cannot be real. They cannot be real. They are not real. Okay? Because it is not, no reasoning mind can accept the elephant or a mountain seen in dream, in tiny, in the subtlest mind, to be real. Mountain needs how much space? Elephant needs how much space? Where is that much space is not inside. The body itself occupies such a small space. One corner of the bed it is lying. Isn't it? So within that body, mountain cannot be. It's very, very simple thing. This is the reason he gives. We may think very simple teaching, but this is how you have a help to see the logic, how to use the reasoning. Also. Nano, again, Purupakshi comes. Who's a Purupakshi? Purupakshi is from the group of people who really accept dream as real. It is very difficult for them to accept dream is not real. We are experiencing dream. We do suffer in dream. I do still remember the joy of having eaten nice ice cream in Atlantis. I never ate, okay, I never even gone there. I'm just simply saying, okay, somebody came and told me of the ice cream they ate, okay, so I'm just telling you, I never ate. I don't walk out of that place. In Bahamas, I know only this place. Okay, so what I'm saying, how can I say no? Therefore, here the question comes. the Purapakshi, okay, Purapakshi comes. Nano comes means what? Objection comes. See, apavarakadi antaha upalabhyamanehi gatadibihi anekantikaha hetuhu. See, this doubt Shankaracharya expects on the part of a Purapakshi. There is no real Purapakshi. Expecting, assuming the Purapakshi of that group, okay, that who think dream is real, what is the doubt? He says, apavarakadi, apavarakaha means, you know, apavarakadi antaha. Apavaraka means any room, house, any enclosed area is called apavaraka. Okay. Apavarakadi means there are many enclosures, enclosing places, like a room, like a house, like anything. Okay. There, antaha, upalabhyamanehi, inside of the enclosed area, such as house, a room, etc. What things are available there? Ghatadibihi. So inside there's a house, there's a room, inside the room, there is the kitchen, there's a pot, there's so many things we use. So many objects which are being used now. They're all inside the room only. Okay? So ghatadibihi. Anekantikaha hetuhu means this reason what you have given, they're all inside of the body, therefore not real. That reason is not really good. Anekantikaha is not really acceptable. Understand? Anaikantikaha. But because we do experience part, so many things like part, etc., being available inside of the closed areas, such as house, room, etc. Apavaraka means any room. Apavarakadi antaha upalabhyamanehi ghatadibihi anekantikaha hetuhu. This reason does not really, is not very strong reason, not our appropriate reason to accept that being pursued inside is not real. Iti ashankya, doubting such a assumption, doubt, assuming such a doubt on the part of the Purvapakshi, aha, Shankaracharya says, explains. He explained that, that Gaudapada Acharya gives his explanation. Samvritatvena hetuna. What is the hetu here? The reason is samvritatvam. Being enclosed itself is not the reason. Being something being available for experience inside itself is not the reason, but something being available inside of the place which is very, very, very small. Samvritatvena hetuna. So he says, anta samvritasthanat. Oh, time, sorry. One second. Anta samvritasthanat ityartha. So he says, nahi antaha samvrute dehantaha nadishu parvatahastyadinam sambhavaha asti nahi dehe parvataha asti. Come on, it is not about the things being experienced inside of the body alone. How big is the space? The space where this huge object such as mountain, this elephant, etc. experienced, there's a very tiniest, inexplicably tiniest space. The closed, the tiniest within the enclosure, the nadi issue. It's impossible for these objects, okay, being there really. Therefore, the huge objects, mountain, etc., experienced within the mind are not real, even though they are experienced. Even the person who experiences becomes afflicted by those experiences also, still they are not real. Okay. Only one karika I have done. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadah.